the window and a chance to nail some of the Bush officials and clean up America's image abroad and appease the ACLU, all be damned, because the President of the United States has had a massive reversal as far as the photo release of the detainees. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start. This was a huge, giant story. And I say it's a huge, giant story because, once again, we have an amazing flip-flop out of the White House. And this time it's over those photographs that show the terror suspects and the images. Now, one thing that Obama said is that he felt as though the photographs weren't horrific. They weren't any different than some of the ones that were released before. Remember, last month, the Obama administration said it would comply with a court order to release the pictures by May 28th. And I kept saying it on this show. D-Day is the end of May. My goodness, what's the reaction going to be? It's going to be an avalanche of negative publicity about the United States. What does that do to the soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq and serving, I guess, even in other places, let's face it, because they're going to take some abuse, at least verbal abuse, I would say, in some of the other bases or whatever. But Obama has shifted gears after some of the military commanders and folks in Congress said this is not a good way to go, Mr. President. These photos could absolutely set off a powder keg of violence against our troops, and primarily in the two wars that we're fighting right now. And the president defended his decision, saying that the publication of the photographs wouldn't add any additional benefit to our understanding of what was carried out in the past by a small number of individuals. That's a direct quote, and it would just add to the anti-American opinion. See, this is what I don't get. We knew this before. I can't believe that somebody didn't advise Obama of that in the conversations that were going around the White House and, in fact, on the people that were coming to see him militarily. The head commanders had to have expressed that. Somehow, some way, finally, somebody put their foot down and said, listen, here's the scoop. We do this, and there's a backlash. It's not worth it. Now, by doing that, it has infuriated a ton of Obama supporters who were looking for blood, were thirsting to nail some of the Bush guys, right or wrong. I mean, absolutely. And also the ACLU couldn't be more livid, because they think it's a complete mockery of his campaign promise to be transparent. And they absolutely feel it's essential that all the photographs be released so that you and I can digest them and decide whether there was torture going on and abuse or what was going on, right? And also that some people would be held accountable. That they could go back and go after the generals, go after the main guys calling the shots instead of the little people who paid the price, right? And they're not the only ones upset. Amnesty International and other human rights groups are pretty upset about this, saying that, you know, the full story isn't told and the American people have been lied to, and the government people, officials, I guess is the right word, who said, go ahead and do this, and have abused the American folks by giving others a free pass to torture, really feel like they got the shaft. Now, there are other people who think that this is a great decision. I being one of them, and I'm sure many of you probably feel the same way, or maybe you don't. Maybe you think this is a huge Obama blunder. Maybe you think this is the first big blunder of his administration, that, hey, why cowtail to politics to some of the guys on the Hill, some of them being Republicans, some of them being Democrats? Why go in that direction and flip-flop originally on what you said you were going to do? Bottom line is, as of right now, because I don't think that this fight is completely done yet, I think there's going to be more of a push from the ACLU. You're going to see, of course, a court battle over this, and then the whole thing will be invoked again about freedom of the Freedom of Information Act and et cetera. But right now, it is they will not be released, will not be released. And remember, once Iraq is done at the end of June, it's not over because Afghanistan is going to have more boots on the ground. In fact, I'll say again, we know that by the fall, there's going to be 30,000 more troops assigned to Afghanistan. So there's no certainly no pullout there. That's where the real chase is now at this point. And, I mean, come on, you can't cost American lives, no matter what you think of this. Do you really want to risk that? I mean, even the most ardent supporter of the ACLU or somebody listening to me that completely supports what the ACLU is saying, would you really want that to be tied to something that could happen to the men and the women who are put in these positions that they're put in? It would be ridiculous to cost American lives over photographs. I mean, really. If the photographs come out, which, trust me, they eventually will. I guess it'll be down the line, but it eventually will come out. Even Defense Secretary Robert Gates, he said, you know, he had second thoughts about the decision to release the pictures after hearing some of the concerns from the guys in the field in Afghanistan and Iraq. Namely, especially, General David McKiernan, who was not happy with this at all and thought that this was just too much worry to heap on to them for what the reaction would be in the Middle East. And we already saw what happened with the release of the memos. And that's not done. There was a hearing on the Hill. Former FBI agent actually pushed in the direction of, listen, torture doesn't work, saying it was unreliable and that nobody coughed up any information as a result of being waterboarded. Let's go to Sam in Montreal, leadoff man. Sam, we're up against it, but what's on your mind?
Okay. Now, unfortunately, a former prime minister of ours is also, shall we say, up against it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Brian, as we like to call him, Bull Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what we call the Schreiber affair. It seems to be it's kind of confusing. Don't forget, I live up in Canada, so living up in Canada is confusing enough as it is.
That's right, but I'm pumped.
But boom. And I spoke to Steve. He says hello.
All right, and Steve, for people who don't know, is a rabbi in Israel, so he's got interesting things happening around him, certainly.
Right, and with all due respect to people who are of the Catholic faith,
mm-hmm.
he thinks that what the Pope said at the airport about the Palestinian state, you know, mm-hmm. as he bluntly put it, the Philadelphia Flyers have a better chance of winning, and the Montreal Canadiens both have better chances of winning the Stanley Cup than there will be peace in the Middle East. So.
Yeah, and there's a guy who was a rabbinical student who knows, who's living there and sees, and once again, thank you. I'm glad that you said that, Sam. Tell him we said hello big time from America Tonight. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Take care.
It's not just, you know, it's not a fear-mongering. It's not saying things that are inaccurate, backing up previous administrations or whatever, but it's just the truth. Because here you have to read a book. It's called The End of Religion. I'm going to have that writer on. And what he talks about in that book is the hardcore religious feelings in the Middle East and how you cannot cut through them. Hang with us.
Devilishly clever.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit TobeNatural.com and order today. TobeNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TobeNatural.com. That's TobeNatural.com. TobeNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
All right, I told you he was going to be here. Let's find out what your stuff is worth. He is the guru of all things collectibles, kind of like an antiques roadshow. I love it. And we're always pleased to talk to Harry Rinker. Let me give out the numbers, because people are starting to find the numbers. They're getting it now. It's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Hey, Harry, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Kate?
Oh, good, good, good. Excellent. Things are really good. It's funny, but now I'm seeing that. I was talking to a guy the other day. He just happened to be in Dallas, but he's got 6 of those eBay stores, you know, where people come in because they don't want to do the eBay thing themselves. So they come in.
You mean like Quick Drop or one of the other ones?
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, though, they take a big chunk out of it because you get 40%, they get 60, and that's. But a lot of people don't want to do the work of selling.
Yeah, but they don't
want
to do the work, and mm-hmm. they pay all the eBay fees out of their 60%.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And they handle all the shipping and packing and all the other responsibility.
Yep.
And
they said business was booming, Harry.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things in the antiques and collectibles field is that typically in a bad period of time when people are selling, we get a lot more people setting up at flea markets, going and becoming dealers at antique balls and so forth. That has not happened this time. I think that one of the things that is that a lot of people are looking to the Internet as a way of disposing of material, and these stores should be doing very well at the moment.
Yeah, the good news is, though, is that if you are a person who you still are doing okay and you do have a little extra money, it's probably a good time to get antiques, right, because you could get a decent deal.
Well, what we're hearing out there right now in my market is that things are better than they may be elsewhere. I was just talking to a friend of mine last Friday, as a matter of fact, who is a country auction goer. You know, one of these guys who goes out to country auctions and tries to buy things and then resells them and so forth. He tells me he can't buy right now. He just said he doesn't know where people don't have money, but he just says he just can't find stuff that he can buy at a price he can afford to resell, that the prices are up there and that there are plenty of buyers out there with money. This was a series of big weekends. Last weekend was a big Brimfields weekend up in Massachusetts, and 2 weeks before that was Renninger's. And what we're hearing, interestingly enough, is that while the shows are smaller, the gates are up. And as a result, those dealers that are set up at the shows are doing better. So there's a feeling in the antiques and collectibles trade right now that things are not bad. Now, part of this is the fact that a lot of people out there buying aren't buying to collect the stuff. I mean, we're not getting people, you know, building huge collections right now. What we're getting are people who are buying stuff simply because it's cheaper than new. And you know, whether it's furniture or dinnerware, stemware, flatware, you name it, there's a lot in the antiques and collectibles field that is cheaper than new. I mean, you can come and buy it from us cheaper than you can buy it even at a Kmart or a Walmart or elsewhere. And people are discovering that, and that's a good thing right now. I think also the Internet websites are doing very well. I mean, I don't see major issues. Now, where is the problem in our field? The volume sale. The volume is down. The price per unit is down. In other words, instead of the average sale being 25 or 35 bucks, it's 18 or 17 bucks. And so, you know, they're not selling the real high-ticket stuff. But the point is that people are surviving.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, I want to throw out the numbers again. If you've got a question for Harry, please call 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Also, you can send us an email, because a lot of people seem to do that, americatonight.net. In fact, I got one here from Edie a couple of days ago, because she knew you were coming on. I've been mentioning it throughout the week. Throughout the last actual week and a half, and Edie said she just had an open-ended question. Hi, Harry. Hi, Kate. Love it when you have Harry on, Kate, by the way, and wanted to know if Waterford crystal truly holds its value.
No.
Oh.
No, afraid not. Well, first of all, as you know, Waterford and that whole Wedgwood group is in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Waterford threatened bankruptcy. In fact, they are in bankruptcy, although there is bailout. You know, it's interesting you should mention that, Kate, because this was a big story earlier this year that Waterford Wedgwood Group went into bankruptcy, and a receiver was brought in. Supposedly the company was being broken up. I don't know what happened. You know, it's one of those things like those stories hit the news, and then you don't go back and follow them. I'll have to go back and look. But the problem with Waterford Crystal is who uses it these days. Now, the good news, it's a brand name, and today's young collectors are certainly brand name focused, so better Waterford than something else. But the thing is that nobody's setting an elegant table anymore, and so as a result, this stuff doesn't work out. Part of it, too, is that you can't put, well, you can, I suppose, but you shouldn't put that kind of crystal in the dishwasher or anything like that. It should be washed by hand. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people just don't want to do it anymore. So, is Waterford doing well right now? Not in the secondary market. You can, again, although another reason to buy in the secondary market, because you can get it cheaper in my market than you can across the counter, actually. You know, you mentioned the mailbag, Kate. They can also email me. My email address is Harry L. Rinker, HARRYLRINKER. Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Now, if they're going to email me, please start their email. I listen to you on America Tonight. I also get emails at that same email address from my national show, What You Got. We want to make sure we get the America Tonight emails and move them over into a mailbag. In fact, we had a letter in the mailbag this week from one of our listeners down in Southwest Florida, Valerie, you may remember.
Valerie
that.
Jackson.
One of the things is that, you know, sometimes stations carry the show, sometimes they discontinue it. But the good news is you can always listen to America Tonight at GCNLive.com, just like you can listen to What You Got on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 at GCNLive.com. And Valerie says that she's recently gotten a big pile of china, and she wants to know how can she identify the pattern and so forth. The easiest way to do that is to go to the website, replacementslimited.com. Now, actually, the Replacements Limited, which is that big operations down in North Carolina, just outside of Greensboro, also has replacements.com, so either site works. What you do is that you can go up on that site, and you can take the company that the china belongs to, and then they have a pattern identification based on the border. Now, it's critical to find out what the pattern is, because believe it or not, a pattern that you can replace pieces for is worth more than a pattern that you cannot. And there are, more often than not, these things were bought in Europe or brought over here and not bought by GIs and not for export. And as a result, it's sometimes difficult to replace broken pieces. On the other hand, if Valerie finds out that she has a pattern that's replaceable, it'll be worth a little bit more. So she needs to go up there, first of all. She should have the name of the company that made the China pattern from the back. The information should be in the back of the China. And then she can identify the pattern and go from there. And once she does that, you want to be a little careful interpreting the value based on what replacements want. Say they charge a big premium for their stuff. Take the pattern name and go up on eBay and check the prices on eBay and contrast those with what replacement charges.
Yeah, wow, that's interesting.
But again, a lot of the problem with China Kate is the question is, when was the last time you used it? And again, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't use China patterns. Don't set the table with good China anymore. And China in this case really means porcelain. That means that when you hold it up to the light, you can see light through it, and it's a better grade of ceramics than earthenware.
Yeah. Harry, you mentioned that, too, that certainly your show's on a bunch of places around the country, but if people are listening to us and they can't get your show, they can catch it on the stream as well.
Right, exactly. GCNlive.com. It's a great site. Not just that, Kate, but our shows are podcast up there as well. If they, for some reason, miss us, they can go to GCNlive.com. And then I think you go up to the bar across the top. It says sound recordings. You click on that. You go down to your favorite show on GCN, network, America Tonight or What You Got. Click on there and you get podcasts of our shows.
Yeah, I love that. Big time. Harry, thanks. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Absolutely.
All right, Harry Rinker, and he just explained that's how you can certainly get his show. They may get the show actually in your area if you're listening. You may be familiar with Harry, but if not, you can certainly go to the website and catch him that way. Truly, the guy is unbelievable. Just picture this. He's got a schoolhouse filled with 50,000 different items. I mean, we're talking about all kinds of collectible stuff, interesting things. I still got to see that schoolhouse because he's back in Pennsylvania. So I figure when I go home for a visit, I'm going to make a trek up to Harry's place and just take pictures, and then we're going to post them on the website. I mean, this man truly knows his field. He knows all about collecting, no doubt about that. Coming up on the flip side, fair or foul, a fraternity in trouble over a Confederate event. I got the details.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day, right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Sensitivity Police on patrol. Hello, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. I'm going to let you decide. We do live in the world of political correctness. What you could get away with saying in the 70s, you can't get away with today in 2009. Granted, there are some things that are way over the top and off limits and are just stupid to say. But I want you to decide on these. There's two that I dug up that recently I think have been in the news. I'm going to tell you about both of them. All right, here's the first one. The first one has to do with the University of Alabama. So we take you now to Birmingham, Alabama, and picture this. There is a fraternity that traces its roots, of course, all the way back to the Civil War and Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Yep. University of Alabama alum very upset after Kappa Alpha, that order there. Members were wearing Confederate uniforms, carrying battle flags, paraded past all sororities on the campus, and the fraternity has been forced to halt what they call their Old South festivities on some campuses because of the claims of racial insensitivity. Now, and the Alabama members apologized because I guess they were walking by a sorority house during the parade, which they walk all over the campus, and they stopped and they happened to be in front of a black sorority. And so the people in the sorority felt that it was offensive. So they apologized and said that, you know, they didn't confront or taunt or do anything. They were just walking through and doing what they normally do in a parade. But you would see, if you didn't know about it, it would seem rather odd because you would have seen fraternity members in rebel uniforms, and then you would see the hoop skirts basically that you saw back in those days and, you know, whatever. So the the university, you know, apologized and alums were upset and they complained about the use of Confederate flags and uniforms on the campus and said it was inappropriate. There was no formal action taken against the fraternity, but that they, it was said and suggested that they need to just completely stop the Old South event. So this frat was founded back in 1865 and some of the celebrations continue. They call them KA's Old South events, and they've been on southern campuses for a long time. And some of them have stopped doing it, and others have continued to do it and haven't had a problem. Some of them have moved it off campus because there's protests and stuff. So is it inappropriate? It's a tradition that they've had forever at Alabama. And the tradition was Union troops, of course, in burning in 1865 near the end of the war, what you had was burning of flags and that kind of stuff. And I mean, again, you think, have to think of the era of 1865, but it's not about that era. It's about continuing something that always happened in this campus. So is it fair or is it foul? Is it time to say, listen, you got to put away the Confederate flag. You can't do this. You can't recreate an event. But see, it's like there's a lot of things that are recreated, and I have a hard time with this one. And the reason why is because I think of when I was in school, and some of the things that we did, there's just no way, I guess. And I'll have to find out if they do them now. We had a thing called the Patty O'Brien event, and what happened there is they got a guy so stinking drunk, they put him in a coffin, and you walk through the streets, and it would be an Irish wake, and it was a party. It was a celebration. It was something that was tradition, something they always, always, always did. And there were other things now that I think about it that happened on the campus that would probably be pretty offensive to some people. Now, this is probably one step further than a Patty O'Brien event. And the Confederate flag is very upsetting to a lot of people. And going back to the Civil War era and the whole deal with the Civil War, of course, ignites feelings, but this was a tradition thing, and what the frat was saying, and they did apologize, like I said, and they reached out to the sorority and all that other sort of stuff, because that school is a big school, pretty big school, 25,000 students, and if you look at the statistics, 11% of the students there are black. So is it insensitive to continue an event from the 1865 on? Is it insensitive to do that? And then I got another one for you in a completely different direction. Or is it just ridiculous because it is not a racist thing? It's not about that. It's just something they've always done like other celebrations. I'm going to tell you about my personal thing with the Irish deal in a second, too. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu, what's happening, man?
Good evening, Kay. The thing on this is I live in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky was a neutral state.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a born-bred Yankee Buckeye.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather, my great-great-grandfather fought in the war, the Civil War. But you know what? I don't get offended, and of course I'm a white fella. I don't get offended when we go to the Civil War reenactment down here at Wildcat Mountain in London, Kentucky. It's awesome. There are blacks there. Nobody has any hard feelings. It's a part of tradition. It's part of heritage. The war wasn't fought over slavery. The Confederates didn't fight back like crazy over because they wanted to keep slaves. The whole war was really over industrialism.
Mm-hmm.
And the North wanted it because they could do a lot more with the South. We all know this.
Right.
In books. And so I don't understand. To me, it would be... I guess I don't understand it because I'm not sensitive to race. I look at it this way. We're not a white America, black America. We're all Americans. To me, it's more racist to have a million-man march on Washington, D.C. and all blacks.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that is more racist. It's heritage. It's these people don't mean that. Now, some of them may. I'm not going to say there's not some redneck backwoods country boys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who are
right,
so ignorant, because racism is about ignorance. It's not about, you know, it's not a way of life. It's just
That's
ignorance.
Right. That's right. It's ignorance. Absolutely.
You know, I grew up in a town with maybe 300 people, and I remember going to school. There was two black kids in school. And Dad used to always tell us, he said, trash dumps all colors. You look at a trash can, there's thousands of colors in a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at that day, I've raised my children the same way. But I'm so tired of the race car.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it all last year through the election. It is a constant, constant thing. And it's like I said, Martin Luther King didn't want a white America, black America. He wanted one America. So let the guys do their Confederate thing, and don't take offense to it. It's to me, it means nothing. It's part of their heritage. As well, that would be like a Japanese person saying that they're offended by a U.S. veteran wearing a World War II outfit.
Yeah,
at a VFW convention.
Yep, and that does present itself in a touchy way for some people. I agree with you, because it's billed as an Old South event. It's something they do and dress up in the costumes of the time and whatever, and it's not, I don't believe it's meant to offend. And like you said, there probably could be some backwater idiot fool who is racist and takes it that way, certainly, but I don't believe that that's the intention of that event, because then you could take a lot of the fraternity sorority events and even campus events, and just, you'd have to disband them all, I think, because you would offend somebody. I truly believe that.
You know, we have this one down here in London, Kentucky, where I live now, and it's, you go out there, and they have a hard time getting Union Army. Everybody wants to be on the Confederate side. and there's no, I've never seen a black Union Army guy out there. The blacks, and I mean, this comes, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. It's a Southern thing.
Yeah,
North Carolina, South Carolina, mm-hmm. They go all over the United States doing this. And there's more black Confederate soldiers than there is white or black Union soldiers. So these guys aren't taking offense to it. I mean, let's get over it. Let's get over the whole race thing. Who gives a dang? I mean, it's done, it's over with. And, you know, like I said, you got your rednecks, but you've also got your blacks who don't like whites. So it goes both ways.
Right. I completely agree with you. It's so taboo for so many people to talk about it, and I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Stu, thanks.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, you have a safe drive home, too, by the way. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Stu is great because he's a straight shooter, and I think that that's what happens. People are afraid to say what they think. Why can't we live in an America where we're Americans? I was raised like Stu raised his kids. And in being raised, I wasn't raised with this person is this color, this person is this, trash is trash, etc. I was absolutely to a T raised the very same way. Well, here's another thing that happened, to give you an example. In New York City, boy, I'm telling you, it is the sensitivity police on patrol constantly. You are walking on eggshells when you're making jokes. Or not making jokes. There was a woman appointed to a city commission who had to resign, or felt like she had to resign, because she was getting so much criticism for something that she said in a story that she did for the Huffington Post, which is a very popular online blog. And she wrote, and I saw that article, her name's Betsy Perry, and in this article she did for the Huffington Post, she said stuff about Mexico, and she wrote that the most favorable image of Mexico right now, this is what she said, is the movie Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Obviously sarcasm, right? She says this, between the guns, drugs, kidnapping, swine flu, this poor country can't catch a break, and maybe it shouldn't. Getting Montezuma's revenge seems the least of Mexico's headaches for now. She said Mexico should get a grip on its banditos and blast the heck out of the corruption of the police forces. She was forced to apologize, did apologize, decided, because Bloomberg, the mayor, said it was inappropriate, and now she resigns. Do you think that was so out of line? Did you hear the last line that I said? That they should get a grip on what's going there and blast the heck out of corrupt police forces. Is that not true? Don't we talk about that all the time on this show? Hang with us, everybody.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Police on patrol. We continue going down that road. Ooh, it's precarious, isn't it? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here's the scoop. We're talking about two different things. One was the Old South event at the University of Alabama. Some people highly offended because Confederate flags and wearing Confederate uniforms and all that stuff. Stu from Kentucky called and made the point about Civil War reenactments, and they staged them all over the place. I grew up in Philadelphia, New York first, and then we moved to Philadelphia, and of course Valley Forge is there, and some of the other battlefields and areas are up in the Northeast, and they had Civil War reenactments. I can remember as a kid going and thinking it was just so cool. I kept begging my mom, this just shows you how I had those tendencies to not play with dolls. I wanted one of those guns. They had these simulated old guns that they used to carry in Jamestown and stuff, and I remember I wanted one, and then I wanted one of those tricorn hats, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, as a kid, I can remember going to them, and of course, then I'm not going to be thinking about, oh, this is insensitive or whatever, because there was the North, there was the South, it was just a reenactment, basically. Now, this is a college campus, and it is a college campus that is 11, of all the enrollment of the students, 11% African-American. So, you know, does it depend on how you were raised, your point of view? Is it perpetrating anything? Is it ridiculous that this touched off so much furor? And it may be, I guess, with the University of Alabama, they'll have to go the way of some of the other universities and just hold it off campus or something, or not. They haven't really decided at that point. The fraternity did apologize to the sorority that was offended, etc. And I don't know. This is probably one of those things. They have a deal called Panhellenic, and all the fraternities and sororities meet there, and they discuss things that are going on the campus. And I'm assuming there may be something that comes from that or from the university itself, because ultimately it would be the university's decision. If they think it's over the top and outdated and just isn't appropriate, then they'll get rid of it. Now, this New York City commissioner, she resigned herself because she couldn't take the criticism, figuring she was too much of a distraction for Bloomberg. And I read to you what she said in talking about Mexico, and too many people thought that she was being anti-Mexican, that it was too over the top what she said. Now, the first part about the favorable image of Mexico, the most favorable thing is the Beverly Hills Chihuahua. I don't think, what's so wrong about that? I mean, whatever. Is there a favorable image of Mexico right now? What she's saying, I think she's dead on right. Give me a break. All we're hearing about is from Mexico itself, from Felipe Calderon, the president, who certainly wants a good image of his country, but knows that they're struggling with kidnappings, the whole stuff with the guns and the drugs, and then the swine flu slams into Mexico. Now, granted, I could see how the swine flu thing was very sensitive for the people from Mexico. Absolutely, I get that, because there were things that were said about the swine flu, yeah, that could offend some people. But the way she said it in her piece, I don't really get that as being so over the top, especially because you have to take the article as a whole. This is part of the problem. When you get little snippets, it's like when people complain, we'll say celebrities. Celebrities are quoted saying whatever they're saying, and then they'll go on a talk show and say, well, that's not what I meant, that's not what I said, because the other part of that quote that you didn't hear that would make it not as salacious or as nasty or whatever was this. And I think if you took the thing that she wrote, the article she wrote as a whole, I didn't get that feeling. I read it that day, and I didn't think it was ridiculous. But she had to resign because the bottom line is there was a lot of Hispanic pressure on her. In other words, in the community, the people of Mexican descent, of origin, whatever, they were planning a rally. This is how bad they thought it was. They were planning a rally on Cinco de Mayo, and they were calling for her to be ousted. So, I mean, she said the truth. They need to get rid of the corruption of the police forces. Does anyone not think that that's true, that Mexico is having problems with corruption? Calderon said it himself. That's part of the problem with the drug culture there, because of the bribery and because of the protection of the police force. These are factual things. This is not something that's being exaggerated, made up, whatever. It's the truth. So, as I said, every once in a while, we have to take a walk down the road with the sensitivity police. There's two of them. Hey, if you missed your chance to chime in, you can always shoot us an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or dial the digits now. A lot of people are starting to get used to them. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, here's my story about sensitivity. It just shows you how it can go all kinds of directions. And pardon me if I've said this before in the air, because I hate to be like one of those people that repeat, you know, like the old guy that repeats his story over and over again. You don't even have to be old. I have a friend that does that. I have a friend that I swear every time I see him, he tells me the same story about the same drunken evening. And it was so funny. It was very funny the first time. I've heard it now 25 times. It's not quite as funny. I'm always nice about it, though. So here's the scoop with me. I'm on the air at a giant station in New York City, WFAN. It's an all-sports station. And I was talking about the Mets night. The Mets have Jewish night. They have Italian night. They have, I think, Polish night. And they have, of course, Irish night. And it was Irish night out at Shea Stadium. So, you know, people had green hats and green faces and green beer and all that sort of fun stuff. Just a celebration of Irish, of being Irish, not even a St. Patrick's Day thing. I'm on the air, of course, Katie Delaney, and we're playing, I think we played some Irish music, we played the highlights of the Mets, because we didn't focus on it, I just happened to mention it in passing. And I said, wow, you know, out at Shea Stadium, Irish night, a whole lot of drunks leaving the stadium, or something like that, a whole lot of drinking out at Shea Stadium. Oh, I think that's the most email I ever got there. People saying I should be ashamed of myself and my heritage, and how could I say that, and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, I was joking. Hello. If anything, I was joking. But remember, this is the same city now where this commissioner had to resign. This is the same city where the Sopranos, which obviously is an exaggerated mafiosa lifestyle, how it was kind of deal of Tony Soprano character on HBO, a huge, popular, popular series. They won a ton of Emmys. The world was captivated for a very long time by The Sopranos. Things were, of course, highly exaggerated. Some were true, but of what you would see with the mafia, but a lot of it was exaggerated. And there were protests a ton of times about The Sopranos because of the sensitivity of portraying Italian people. Please, now you got to get over yourself when it comes to that, because this was a television show. And it was supposed to be exaggerated. That was the whole idea. But a lot of people in New York City did not like it. They felt that it was very, very offensive to Italian people, that they portrayed Italians as all being thugs and from the mafia and all that sort of stuff. So I guess I should have known better when I made the Irish crack. Now, I wasn't forced to apologize or anything like that, but I did get blasted with, like I said, I think the most emails. No exaggeration. I think I got probably, I'm going to say I got about 350 emails. Not everyone was negative, by the way. Some people wrote emails and said, oh, that was so funny when you made that comment, and I was there, and it was great, and whatever. But certainly there were plenty of them that were attacking me as well. So you can see, it just depends on your point of view, and that doesn't change. Everybody has a different sensitivity level to different things. And it just depends. You know, there's some people that you meet that are super, super sensitive, and they're going to be sensitive no matter what. Other people, like me, I'm just a jokester. What can I say? Just like Stu, I can tell he's the same way. Sarcasm abounds from my mouth. I just can't help it.